91X News.
It's minus one and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Evan McClelland. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau received the 2018 Catalyst for Change Award today at the Equal Voice International Women's Day lunch in Toronto. In his acceptance speech, Trudeau said greater equality is good for the economy and communities.
When women and girls have greater equality, things like extreme poverty and chronic hunger are reduced. Families are better supported, and we build more pathways to lasting peace.
The Liberal government is devoting nearly $860,000 to a project that could end up creating a certification system to let Canadians know how well companies are doing when it comes to gender equality. Meanwhile, in Belleville, the annual Women's Day March is happening in less than half an hour. Cindy Baskin of Ryerson University will be in the library at 6 to speak about the historical roles of Indigenous women prior to European contact. The library will also be hosting refreshments and a social hour at 5 between the two events. The 6th annual Grad Bash was held yesterday at Loyalist College. Julia Lennops has more.
There was a great turnout at the Loyalist College Grad Bash yesterday. The event was hosted by Loyalist College Public Relations students and Loyalist faculty from the Career Center. Matthew Murray, who is a public relations student, says they tried to make it a party for everybody.
The idea with this year is we wanted to make it a going away party. We tied that in with the college's slogan, "You're Going Places." So from there, we said, "You're going places, let's celebrate."
He added that they faced a lot of challenges when planning the event.
Universal break hour being so short, you know, people are busy, they've got to go get lunch, they might be doing homework, they might be going from class to class. Trying to get people out and participating with that limited time, it can be difficult, so that's why we wanted to set up events that were quick, fun, and easy to play.
Sarah Phillips, who is a television and new media student, says she had a lot of fun playing the games.
I got to play, I think it was called Kaplunk, and it was a great game, and I lost, but it was really fun, and I would definitely come again and play more.
Francine Short, who is the Alumni Career Services Officer at Loyalist, says it's about celebration.
The event is to celebrate our graduates, so anybody that's graduating this year can come out, and we're just celebrating them.
Julia Lennops, QNET News, Belleville.
Loyalist College went to the polls yesterday to elect a new student government. Lindsay Heron has more.
This year, there were 26 students vying for 10 positions, which is a big boost compared to last year. Film and TV production student Scott Rook will take over as president. He says his friendship with the new vice president, Michaela Alger-Steven, will help him move his agenda forward.
It's been kind of different in previous years where the VP hasn't always been the right hand. They've always gone to someone else, but I'm glad that the VP and I already have a really good relationship and that we can just start working right away come April 1st and I get the keys.
One of Rook's campaign promises was making student government more accessible to media. At the moment, people have to submit questions before an interview. On April 1st, Rook says he is going to sit down with the government's office manager and executive director, Fred Paulett, to try to change that media policy.
Right now, in my opinion, our policy right now isn't up to par. It's not the same that other colleges are doing in the fact that journalism students have an easier time getting getting an interview with the mayor of Belleville rather than the student government president. I don't think is right.
The new government will step into office next month. Lindsay Heron, QNET News, Belleville.
Looking at Ontario, former U.S. Vice President and climate change crusader Al Gore is praising Ontario's cap-and-trade system, calling it better than a carbon tax. Gore, who is visiting Toronto and meeting with Premier Kathleen Wynne, says the way Ontario is currently fighting climate change is the superior system. He says cap-and-trade lets governments work directly with emitters to cut carbon emissions over time. Carbon pricing is shaping up to be a key issue for the province's spring election, with those vying to lead the opposition PC party vowing to scrap cap-and-trade and fight the imposition of a carbon tax. Gore praised Wynne for her Liberal government's efforts to fight climate change and took a shot at Ontario's Tory leadership candidates, saying their proposal would set the province back. Meanwhile, the U.S. President Donald Trump has announced tariffs on steel and aluminium imports, saying the U.S. is addressing an assault on our country. The U.S. will be imposing a 25% and 10% tariff on steel and aluminium, respectively. Continuing with trade, a senior Canadian official says the United States will receive no preferential treatment if it decides it wants to rejoin the sweeping Trans-Pacific Partnership. Canada's International Trade Minister, François-Philippe Champagne, says any outside country can join in, but he says they won't be allowed to diminish the deal.
From the Canadian perspective, we'd say we would welcome, you know, countries who may want to join that pact, but certainly this would have to be in line with the progressive element and the high standard we have achieved in that agreement.
Even though Donald Trump has repeatedly attacked the trade deal as bad for Americans, senior U.S. administration officials have said recently they are looking for ways to possibly rejoin the pact. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Every day we have new bikes dropping. At Doug's Bicycle, we already have spring 2018 popping. With daily deliveries of the world's hottest bikes from Cervelo, Specialized, and Giant, we're lucky there hasn't already been a riot. Doug's Bicycle offers the longest warranties and service plans when you walk through our doors. With financing from 0%, all of this could be yours. Whether you're new to riding or a seasoned pro, Doug's Bicycle is the place to go. Come check us out, 159 College Street West, Belleville.
QNET Sports. Tonight in NHL action, the Buffalo will be in Ottawa. The Jets face off against the Devils, the Habs are up against the Panthers, and the Edmonton Oilers host the New York Islanders. In American Hockey League action, the Belleville Senators will try to end their season on a good note. They head to Laval on Friday to take on the Rockets. Over to the Ontario Junior Hockey League. On Friday, the Wellington Dukes and Trenton Golden Hawks will have to rely on their fans to give them momentum in their series. The Dukes will try to get back on track against the Pickering Panthers. The series is now tied 2-2. The Golden Hawks are down in their series 2-1. In Paralympic news, cross-country skiing star Brian McKeever will carry Canada's flag to the opening ceremonies of the Pyeongchang Paralympics. The 38-year-old from Canmore, Alberta, a 10-time Paralympic gold medalist, says he's honored to be chosen. The opening ceremonies are set to start Friday. Meanwhile, head injuries in boxing has been a topic of conversation recently after a British pro died shortly after his fight last weekend due to his bleeding brain. Tyson Naylor has more.
Over the last decade, a new wave of studies have shown how severe some of the long-term effects of head trauma can be in contact sports. Boxers, specifically, who have been a part of the sport for a long period of time, have shown signs of CTE, which is a disease directly affiliated with head injuries. Martin Allen is a local amateur boxer. He trains at Bulldog Boxing Gym in downtown Belleville.
Most of the injuries that people get are from the training of the boxing. Like you're going to take most of your injuries in sparring, because most competitive boxers compete in 3 to 4 rounds, but you're going to train up to 12 rounds at points, and that's where you're going to take the most damage, because you're getting hit hundreds of times maybe over those 12 rounds over the course of a few weeks in training.
Allen says there's an unacknowledged reality when it comes to concussions inside the gym.
It's kind of like that elephant in the gym, so to speak, where like you don't really, everybody knows about it, you don't really want to talk about it. When I told my coaches I had a concussion, they said like they didn't really know like what to do and stuff like that, because they haven't really gotten concussions themselves, so to speak. So it's one of those things that like nobody likes to talk about. It's just an accepted fact that nobody rides for free. Like, you're going to get hurt. It's just a matter of how you get hurt.
After suffering his first concussion in December, Allen will be making his amateur debut this summer. Tyson Naylor, QNET News, Belleville.
And that's the sports. Send us your team or league scores via email to qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the weather, the forecast for Belleville. Today, periods of snow, about 5 centimeters, high of +1. Tonight, flurries with a low of -3. Tomorrow, more flurries with 2 centimeters of snow, a high of +2. At 4:10, it's -1. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan McClelland. News next on 91X at 5.